Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Cindy Gross, your warrior, and your host for Cindy's Corners Radio Show, bringing you timely topics in an informative and entertaining manner. I just want to remind you that next week, during the beginning of Thanksgiving vacation, next Wednesday night, there will be no show. There's no live Cindy's Corner Radio Show, but we will be back on November 30th. And don't forget about our first live event on December 7th. We now have our fourth best-selling author confirmed, and we have many responses. The slots to call in and be a part of this live event are filling up. So please contact us at Madison's or me through Madison's and make sure that you are part of this fun Girls Night Live book club. I know I promised you no politics tonight. I think we had a lot of it in the past couple of weeks. However, today I had such a unique experience. I'm just going to share a bit of it with you. I was at Trump Tower, and I met with surrogates and people involved in the transition and policy making. And although I won't get into details here, and I'm not allowed to share things, there was enough excitement that went on that I will write about it, because I never said I wouldn't write about politics. I just said I wouldn't have it live on the radio show. But I can tell you it's quite interesting what you guys think is the truth and what actually is happening. So please look for my article on today's visit to Trump Tower, and I think you'll find it very informative, even if you are a never-Trumper or a Democrat, or someone who's just sick of politics and doesn't want to hear about it anymore, because there were a lot of side things going on. And I was interviewed by Canadian radio, and I walked into Tony Blair, and just a lot of good, exciting things going on in the city as they're preparing for the holiday season. So please look for my article about today. So I'm going to start my opening statement actually with a twist. Twisting the excitement for some and disappointment for others into holiday cheer with fashion and wine tonight, an exciting night of books, the stocking stuffers coming up, and I'm going to announce tonight details of our first Cindy's Corners radio show and Madison's gift guide, featuring gifts in all price ranges for people throughout your family, friends, stuff you can mail, stuff that you can give, hand give, going to be some DIY activities that you can make into gifts and spend some quality entertainment with the entire family making these gifts. I already have several gifts confirmed, and they will be featured on the radio show November 30th, but if you own of a small business, this is an excellent opportunity for you to get involved and advertise and share your goods with your co-listeners. Because you see, regardless of who you voted for or what your politics are or which parties you support, we all eat, dress, share holidays, enjoy quality family time, and live in a country that we can celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or a combination of all of them. So let's toast to being thankful for all we have and all we can share. On that note, we have such a busy show, so welcome to my go-to wine guru, who is returning to our show with her picks for the perfect wines to be a part of your Thanksgiving turkey and festivities. Welcome, Pearl Schwartz.
Hi,
Hello,
Cindy.
Pearl.
How
are
you?
Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am very happy to have you, and as I told everybody, you are my wine guru, and you're everybody else's on this show. And there's so much being prepared now for Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe it's Thanksgiving next week because the weather in New York has just been so beautiful. So just remind my listeners first who you are, the name of your store, and how they can find you.
Sure. My name of the store is Hakerem Wines and Liquors. We're located in Queens at 141-22 Jewel Avenue. That's in Flushing, Queens. And they can find me on Facebook and message me there. Many, many people do. And I it's great. We just are in contact that way.
And people, you should know that Pearl is so accommodating. She is willing to ship anywhere. She packages beautifully so we could go cross country. And also, she does live events for fundraisers. She does fantastic, beautiful parties. They're very classy. So you could contact her for your organization, for your holiday parties. There's a lot of organizations that are combining holiday parties with fundraising and awareness of so many things going on. So Pearl is your go-to. And in case you have a problem reaching out to Pearl, again, contact me. So Pearl, everybody's talking turkey.
Yeah, I was thinking about pairing wines with the Thanksgiving dinner. So I would suggest a luscious Pinot Noir to get you through. There's nothing novel or trailblazing about recommending Pinot Noir with turkey. They have been happy partners for a very long time. What is interesting, though, is understanding why Pinot Noir remains such a firm favorite and staple at the Thanksgiving table. In my opinion, there are a number of factors about Pinot Noir that renders it such a good turkey partner for the Thanksgiving dinner. First, it's generally light to medium body to weight. It has vibrant red and black fruit. It has an elegant flavor profile. It's very versatile wine to pair with many different turkey preparations. And lastly, it has a bright acidity and gentle tannins. I would suggest the Pacifica Pinot Noir from Oregon. This is a beautiful, well-balanced Pinot Noir, and it's a blend of some of Oregon's finest vineyards. Now remember one thing. It's to chill the wine a little before serving. Room temperature does not mean the average temperature of our generally overheated living or dining rooms. It means like 60 to 65 degrees. Pinot Noir, slightly chilled, brings out the vibrancy of the fruit. So make sure to chill
the
wine.
I'm so glad you said that, and I'm going to share that in an article when I follow up on this because people don't really understand that. So you actually taught me something tonight because I have to be honest, Pinot Noir is one of my all-time favorites. There is nothing odd day than having a nice glass of Pinot Noir to relax you. And it's hard
for
help.
Sure.
And you know what else? I love your suggestion because it goes so well with so many of the sides. Because everybody eats heavy sides, and there's sweets in them between the sweet potatoes and the pumpkins and the marshmallow and the brown sugar. And Pinot Noir blends with it because of the fruitiness of it and the body of it.
Oh, for sure. It's just perfectly with the Thanksgiving dinner. Also, I have another choice, and that is the Spanish Garnacha. My recommendation is the Ramon Cordova Garnacha. It might just be the unsung wine of Thanksgiving. It has loads of red fruit flavor, and when matched with turkey or gravy, Garnacha falls nicely into the role of cranberry sauce. So that's also a great, great choice.
Mm-hmm.
So now we spend time thinking about wines for Thanksgiving turkey, but what about the pumpkin pie or the pecan pie for that matter? Wine can be a lovely partner for dessert, and yet many of us don't think about it once we finish the main dish. Perhaps that's because we're so stuffed by then, but it really doesn't matter. Generally, what works with pumpkin pie are late harvest wines made from white grapes, such as Riesling, Gewürztraminer, Chenin Blanc, Muscats, and even my red grape Zinfandel. These wines, whose grapes are picked later in the fall and therefore have accumulated more sugar, have just the right amount of sweetness for the pie without overwhelming it in a way a very sweet wine could, such as a Sauternes. My suggestion is the Herzog Orange Muscat. This wine was grown in the golden California sun. It was harvested at the peak ripeness. So that's a great suggestion. The result is a bold, aromatic orange muscat. It is sweet, light, and has nice aromas of orange blossom. So that works so beautifully with the pumpkin pie. It's just a perfect partner for that. That's what I thought. So it's
ready. And I have to tell you, talk about dessert wines. I know it's one of your big sellers, and I know it's something that you have very reasonably priced. It's the Bartonara Moscato, because that wine has taken over the Moscato industry, not just for kosher people or for Jewish people, but it's a award-winning wine. And I guess the way you describe the desserts, that's another great choice.
Oh,
but
that's an amazing choice. That's true. And I also, you know, sometimes a good champagne, like, it would go well with, like, a sparkling wine. Doesn't even have to be real champagne. It can be sparkling wine. It just cuts the fat. It just does a great job. So I would say a good champagne would work well, too, for Thanksgiving. And there's so many other suggestions, but these were just my top three picks that I thought would work beautifully with the Thanksgiving dinner.
You really hit it on the spot, and we're going to call you back again, because there's holidays for Hanukkah, for Christmas, Kwanzaa, all kinds of roast. And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned the Pinot Noir, because that's something that a lot of people also eat with steaks. So it really is something that even if you go and give it as a hostess gift Thanksgiving, it fits perfectly into the roast you make for the holidays in December.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Although I must tell you, Pinot Noir is a lighter-skinned grape, so it's lighter in style. But some Pinot Noirs are so nice and bright that it works with most foods. It's just a very gentle, nice wine. So I like it. I drink my Pinot Noir with pasta, with meats, with whatever. Just to sit down and relax. I just like the Pinot Noir. I think it's a great choice for that.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And I know a lot of people give wines for gifts. And do you have any suggestions about packing them or how they could give them and how to find out the right wine to give as a gift for a person? Do you ask somebody
they
go to the house and advise them?
Oh, for sure. They can always contact me through Facebook at Karen Wines, and I'll suggest. I have many people calling me for suggestions, so we can always do that.
Well, I want to thank you, and like always, it's great, and I really want everybody to contact Pearl, and like I said, I will be writing up that tip especially about the room temperature. These are things you don't get from every store. This is something you don't get from just a magazine article. This is her love. She has such passion with this, and it comes through in every way, shape, and form that she does her work. So I want to really thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And it's her Karen Wines. Tell everybody again the address, your phone number, and how to reach you.
Okay, it's my address is 141-22 Jewel Avenue, and we're in Flushing, Queens. And my phone number is 718. That's New York. Yes. And my phone number is 718-261-9463. And of course, you can message me on Facebook, and we'll be sure to respond.
Well, I really thank you. And I appreciate it, and I hope to see you soon.
Hope to see you soon, too, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Thank you
so much, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Through Madison's, and many of the contributors, and through the, some of the print articles, everybody is sharing a lot of recipes. So rather than go over recipe and after recipe, I am going to be doing some tips with the food in writing in articles on Madison. So look for them. Look for them on my Facebook page. Look for them in the Madison's Ladies Facebook page. Look for them on my Instagram, Cindy's Corners Radio Show. For example, I am going to share how to make the roast perfect. And depending on the kind of roast you're going to make, there's different ways to check it. So we're going to give tips like that, and if you have any recipes that you would like to share, feel free to contact us. Cindy Gross's radio show on Instagram, Cindy Gross on Facebook. Our next segment is going to involve four different designers from Palm Springs Style Fashion Week. It's actually called Style Fashion Week from Palm Springs. It was just finished on Sunday. Over 18 different designers and over 30 artists spent 4 days sharing runway looks, craft activities, gala dinners, wine tastings, and enjoying the atmosphere of Palm Springs. But before we go into the shows in detail, we are going to have a commercial from one of our very nice sponsors, somebody that a lot of you can enjoy in this holiday season, the Snazzy Traveler.
So, you're still using the hotel website with the gentleman that played Captain Kirk and Denny Crane, or the goon with the beard and the strange uniform, or the talking lawn gnome to book hotels, car rentals, bed and breakfasts, or cruises. Are you kidding me? Let me let you in on something. You're not really saving money with those. Those are the new retail. Why pay retail when you can book your travel accommodations and pay wholesale? In fact, up to 75% off of standard pricing. Snazzy Traveler is the travel equivalent of the big box wholesale members clubs. But you don't have to go and look for a parking space and wait in line to check out. You can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on travel. And best of all, it's like having the services of concierge for just 27 cents a day. I'm serious. Snazzy Traveler has all the hotels and B&Bs you're looking for, and more besides. They have all the top car rental companies and cruise ships and tours. But if you want to save big money and get great service, there's only one way you can get the deals I'm talking about. Go to our website, madisonscpc.com, madisonscpc.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on the Snazzy Traveler banner ad and get signed up. You'll soon discover why Inc. 500 rates Snazzy Traveler America's fastest growing travel website. Be smart. Be snazzy. Don't pay retail. Snazzy Traveler.
Welcome back. And now we are going to feature the styles and the designers of Style Fashion Week Palm Springs. As I mentioned to you, last weekend, Palm Springs, California, played host to the unique Style Fashion Week extravaganza runways. I said 18, but it's actually 20 world-class fashion designers from, and over 30 artists shared high-end fashion from all over the world. They came to share their ideas with clothing, accessories, and creative designs. Celebrities, including the newest members of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and local political figures, walked the red carpets and shared in great art, music, and food. Four stars will be joining us tonight. Our first one is Ina Sultani. Ina, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here, Cindy. Thank you
Welcome
for having
to the
me.
Cindy's Radio Show, and thank you for calling in. And I must, on a personal note, every picture that you showed me and everything that has been shared through the media, every dress is just so stunning. I wish I was out there in person so I could wear them. Each one is just breathtaking. So I'm a little bit partial to those designs, and you are so beautiful. You could model them all yourself. You probably designed some of them for yourself. So share with my audience a little bit about your background and how you got into getting involved with this.
Well, first of all, thank you for such a wonderful introduction. I do love what I do, and it's so great to hear it from somebody like you and that appreciates it. I am originally from Bosnia. I was born and raised there. I came to the United States at the age of 17. I pursued different ways of design in the past. I started with the jewelry design, and then I branched into clothing design. I went to FIDM in Los Angeles, graduated as a fashion designer, and launched my line about 13 years ago. And shortly after, became one of the favorites in Hollywood and started dressing some wonderful stars on the red carpet, like Jennifer Lopez, Cindy Crawford, Eva Longoria, Miley Cyrus, Kerry Washington, Kim Kardashian. So it just happened overnight, in a way, to be honest with you. And that's how it all started 12 years ago, and here I am. And this is what you saw. This is my about 25th collection now. I usually do 2 years. So it was great to be in Palm Springs. It was a great demographic for me. I was showing my resort collection there, which was, I think, completely appropriate to a client and the audience of Palm Springs. So there you go.
And what would you say was your inspiration for this particular collection? And we are going to be sharing with my listeners print articles, so they will actually see it. And I am writing articles for Amari Magazine as well. So listeners, listen carefully, because you will see the exact pictures from the fashion show and the fashions.
I would like to say that, the ones that are following my designs, my audience knows that I have a very strong signature, and that is I use leather a lot in my designs, and I combine unlikely pieces together in where I make an ensemble that appears very elegant on the end. So there's definite edge to it. And in the past, I used a lot of blocking and black and white. This particular collection is simply called Her, because I was just touched and greatly inspired by the time of her, of every woman, a sister, a mother, a gay woman, I think it's very important to highlight the strength of us as women and how multifaceted we are. So I opted for colors this time, and prints, and some strong, great embellishments. And I would say it's a quite loud collection. And this is the state of me at this point in life. So that was an ultimate inspiration this time.
Even though you said it was resort, from what I saw, you had some of the elegant gowns for festivities and parties, and I did see lots of bright colors. I saw a lot of red. What other color would you say is a trend that we could see towards resort and holiday time?
Yes, well, this was actually a spring 2017 collection that I actually picked and edited properly for the Palm Springs Design Week, because the actual collection contains about 45 pieces. I have shown 23 pieces on the runway. I would say I used a lot of bold colors, vivid tones, metallics, lots of red, purples, blues, silver, so quite loud, and black in combination with other colors as well, and some strong metallic, gunmetal, gold embellishments along with Swarovski crystals that I always incorporate in my designs.
I happen to have been by Bergdorf Goodman's today, and everything that you just described seems to be the trends of their windows and the designs and everything. But you know what I love about yours, like you said, because you're out in California and you did Palm Springs, you really got it towards a relaxing glamour. It was just so elegant how you did it, but yet it was relaxed, just like you would feel if you're in Palm Springs as opposed to a New York fashion show. So I think you described yourself so well to the audience. Where around the country can people find your clothes?
Well, a lot of the specialty boutiques in I sell a lot in Middle East as well. Saks Fifth Avenue, some specialty boutiques in Los Angeles, Orphic. I have some accounts in Toronto, in Dallas, Texas, in Alabama. I mean, all the places where, you know, the ladies love to lounge and are, you know, gearing towards that very effortless look yet want to stand out.
And can people possibly go online and find you if they're not in any of these locations? Do you ship to people?
Yes, absolutely. And I also do a lot of custom-made pieces. I have an atelier in Los Angeles, and this is one of my, you know, fortes, where I work one-on-one with my socialite clients and women that are very active in social life of Los Angeles and Hollywood, and I create pieces for special occasions, anywhere from a wedding to bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds fascinating, and it sounds like a very successful collection, and I'm just so honored that you came on and did it so gracefully, especially with the client list you named. I do have to ask you something because of the timing of this conversation. And this is not to be political, but let's say if you were involved in an inauguration and you were asked to do a gown, would you be interested? And if so, how would you want to dress some of the people that would be involved in an inauguration?
Any particular people?
The Trump family, because it's not just Melania, it's Ivanka.
Yes. I have worked in the past, not with the first ladies yet. I was hoping that my favorite woman would win, and I would do anything in the world to dress her, and that would be Hillary Clinton. But yes, of course. I mean, what great honor! But to dress a first lady, what an iconic moment in the history. So I would absolutely love to. I did in the past dress numerous celebrities during the, actually, Jennifer Beals wore one of my beautiful gowns for Obama's inauguration. It was very elaborate and red, of course, very bold.
Uh-huh.
So I do have
right, because I think that people there to dress, and I think anybody would want that honor regardless of who they voted for if they were asked to do it. And so many of your gowns, I think, fit so well into, you know, the multi-generations there between the daughters and the wife. And it's not just that. It's also senators and governors and all those, you know, there's still so many people that get involved in all these parties. People just think it's the first family. You have the vice president's family, and you're going to have the cabinet members and the sitting people still in Senate and in Congress. So there are really a lot of different parties that they do. But I could just see, honestly, so many of your designs on so many of the Trump family members because they're just so elegant and
And beautiful, gorgeous. As a matter of fact, our future first lady comes from Slovenia, which once upon a time was Yugoslavia. So we were from the same country pretty much.
I'm glad you said it. I wanted you to explain that to my audience. So I'm very, again, thankful that you came on. Thank you for sharing with us. Congratulations on the rave reviews from Palm Springs Fashion Week last week. And again, tell everybody where they could find you. And, of course, we'll follow it up through Madison's, Cindy's Corner. But share your information with my audience.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for having me. It was quite lovely. And thank you for great compliments once again.
And I look forward to wearing your dress one day soon. We'll be in touch. They're gorgeous.
Oh,
they really are.
I'll be honored, for sure. For sure.
Going to be in New York Fashion Week?
Yes, I have been many times, actually. I was participating last year in Heart Association Mercedes-Benz show, and I dressed Tracy Anderson. It was an opening show, and I have done it for a few times already. So I love going to New York. I used to have a showroom in New York for many years. Not anymore. I plan to revisit New York. So, yes. New York is a very familiar place.
Yeah. Again, Ina Sultani, thank you. And we look forward to learning more about you. And I look forward to sharing it with my audience. Thank you so much for calling in. I know it's been a hectic week. You want to go on vacation and rest a little bit, but I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank
Bye.
You. And now, another commercial from another sponsor.
Dear Father, we acknowledge that you have brought this Madison's team together for your purposes. We seek to humbly serve you in all that we do. May we represent you in truth and love. We ask for your blessings upon Madison's CPC and Open Rebellion Radio, its staff and its followers. We also ask that you turn our nation back to you and seek your mercy and continued blessings for her. May your will be done in all that we do. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Madison's Constitutional Protection Corporation and Open Rebellion Radio are proud to announce a new show, The Voice of Reason, with your host Michael Murphy, senior staff writer with Madison's, will air at an internet connection near you each Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central. Each week, we will take a look at some of the top issues and stories in the news, and then take a look at specific subjects and events in depth. Always at the forefront will be the Constitution, the Republic, and our responsibilities as we try to help steer the nation back to foundational principles. It is not for us to expect Congress or a president to do our job. George Washington said, "The Constitution of the United States, its only keepers, the people." Likewise, when Ben Franklin was asked what sort of government they had given, he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Keep is a verb, and a verb requires action. The mission of Madison is to articulate how and why the Constitution is an asset for all. It is never a liability. Please join us each week and become a partner in this effort.
Welcome back. We seem to have a little problem with our next guest, a technical difficulty. So I want to talk to you a little bit about our live event because I am so excited about it. Our live event on December 7th is going to feature four outstanding, best-selling mainstream authors whose books have been received well, both by reviews, by professionals, and by the public. Included in the December 7th Girls Night Out, as we're calling it, live book club, are Jamie Brenner, author of The Wedding Singers, Rochelle Berger Weinstein, author of What We Left Behind, The Morning After, and Where We Fall. We have Alison Richmond coming on. Alison Richmond's book, The Lost Wife, several years ago, was such a big bestseller. She won many awards for it. And her new book, The Velvet Hours, was just released and is, again, receiving a lot of rave reviews and a lot of critical success. So, and the fourth one is going to be announced tomorrow. We just want to confirm it, but we seem to have confirmation. And again, I will be moderating it and emceeing it and sharing with you also my book, Rubber Room Romance. And that's really how I came into this. because I wrote Rubber Room Romance as a book like they did, a realistic fiction, historical fiction, based on issues that take over the headlines. And from that, people heard me, they read the book, and it brought me to Madison's, and also it brought me to Cindy's Corner's radio show. I would like to tell you that we are experiencing a little technical difficulty. I am hoping that we will get this going very soon. And I am going to put on a brief commercial, and hopefully we'll have this fixed, and we will get it going.
Dear Father, we acknowledge that you have brought this Madison's team together for your purposes. We seek to humbly serve you in all that we do. May we represent you in truth and love. We ask for your blessings upon Madison's CPC and Open Rebellion Radio, its staff, and its followers. We also ask that you turn our nation back to you and seek your mercy and continued blessings for her. May your will be done in all that we do. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Welcome back. And now we have with us another one of the star designers of Style Fashion Week Palm Springs, Alexis Monsanto. Alexis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Cindy. How are you?
Thank you. And I must tell everybody, when I called Alexis immediately to join in, he was so happy to be a part of this. He really just got off his fashion show runway success. So it is really an honor. And like I was telling my listeners, you didn't hear it, but as we're describing the show and the dresses and everything that was on the runway, we are going to share pictures through our print articles through Madison's, and I am writing an article for Amari Magazine, which is a high-end fashion magazine as well. So they will be able to actually see the images, the dresses, the photographs, and learn more about you in print as well. So thank you for joining us, and please share a little bit with my listeners your background so that they get to know you.
Well, I'm here based in Los Angeles, California. I've been designing for more than 20 years, and but working with different companies in the manufacturing industry. And just about 7 years ago that I fully started my my own company. And I've been working on developing my own line and making red carpet dresses and evening and after five formals. That's about it.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your show in Palm Springs in particular? And what were your inspirations and your themes that really were reflected in this particular show?
My spring-summer 17 line. And it was inspired to the Bond girls, taken from, you know, the villains and the leading ladies of this iconic cinematic movie, James Bond. Since they're celebrating 50 years of Bond in cinema, and this year also I celebrate my 50 years in existence here. And that's how I came up with the whole inspiration. It composes out of different more of lifestyle, from short dresses to fun wear to bodysuits to evening gowns, and those were in either from pastel colors very macaroon flair, a little bit of more in pastels, and the seeing colors of orange, like bright red orange, and electric blue, and of course there's the blacks and the cream, which is more staple for ready to wears and all that. And
how many pieces? So could I ask?
To top it all with the with the gold finger pieces for the finale, I put some gold. I presented about 25 pieces.
Mm-hmm. And yes, that gold dress, actually I've seen over and over again as I used in many images reflecting the Palm Springs fashion show. So people really picked up on that. So that, and you had like a sea foam blue dress that a lot of people seem to use also in their pieces when they were discussing the show. So I gather that you were very happy with the results of what came down the runway.
Yes, indeed. They're very in terms of Palm Spring-ish weather. I mean, you know, open back, very light, fruity colors, and there's also the golds are a little bit of, could be a resort to an evening also, holiday, something like that. So, and their designs are very classics, like even the back, call back the golds are they're like timeless, you know, and
yeah.
It's relevant for either, it could be also worn for holiday, or to be for spring, summer.
Mm-hmm. Do you dress any celebrities that we might know?
Yes. I have a few on my list. Red carpet stuff. I dress up Kaya Jones from Pussycat Dolls. I had Kate Beckinsale on an Oscar party for Harvey Weinstein. On the top of my head, you were in an interview. I didn't put it off.
Where can my listeners find your clothing?
AlexisMonsanto.com. And also there is a boutique, a specialty boutique over here in California that we're working on, Le Maison. They're in Melrose. And the showroom also is, the Los Angeles showroom for Alex Monsanto is in Melrose, and the fashion strip of Melrose also.
So if you're on Melrose, then you, everybody, all ages, and it's very trendy.
Yes, the one over at Le Maison that's in Melrose, near the in the trendy area, and the Alexis Monsanto showroom is in the fashion district of Melrose, also near La Cienega, between La Cienega and Cushing Heights.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as some of the trends happening for resort and holiday?
I saw myself that I opened backs the fronts, but with see-through fabrications. I use some laser cutting technique that what I'm trying to introduce, and I put some textures in the fabric, such as pleats or honeycombs, and but that would appear also like a scale-like appearances in the on the fabric, so it adds more texture in it. You know, I have some prints also that I developed in Korea. Pretty much, I introduced much the laser cut techniques, which is new here in the United States.
Let me ask you, are you since if you had the opportunity, and this is not to ask you how you vote or whatever, but if you got a call from anybody in the Future First family to do inauguration gowns, would you be interested? And how would you dress them if you were interested?
Why would I not be interested? I would be interested to anyone. I would be open to anyone who wants my services. I give, if my purpose here is to give joy to anyone, to any woman in this world. If Melania would call, why not? If Ivanka would call, why not? You know?
Well, I know some people are so strong in their political views, they might not want it, but I mean, so many of your gowns were, so, like you said, you run the age range, you ran a gamut of colors, and you did ageless gowns, and you did short and long. So it really fits into so many people. And, like, it's not just them. It's the Pence family. There's a wife and daughter there. There
exactly.
are cabinet people. There's, like, Kellyanne Conway. I mean, I could see that seafoam just very well on a Kellyanne Conway because it's such a beautiful color and against her skin and with the blonde hair. So you would be open to it then, I guess.
Of course. I'm here to service anyone, regardless of age, religion, political belief, and anyone. And,
uh-huh.
you know, it's a free country.
Correct, correct. And are you going to be in New York Fashion Show? Are you going to be in New York for the New York Fashion for Fashion shows?
So
January, February.
February. So,
yes.
Well, it depends. I'm still working on if I could be able to pull off. I just recently finished the show in October and then in November. And then I have another show. I just get a call from the Department of Tourism, and I need to do a presentation on December 7th in Scottsdale, which is a huge audience with 1,500 and hoteliers from all over the world. Converging, and I have to make a sales bid for a certain group that I will represent also. So I'm the sole designer to provide an entertainment show on my collection. But depends, you know, if I get ready with other stuff. I have my interns or my assistants assigned to, you know, do research for the next collection that I will be preparing, and if I could pull it off, I will do it. But
because I would love to meet you in person, and I happen to be going there because I was so inspired by your clothes, and you are really so warm. I mean, from the first conversation we had with you, I would love for you to again share with my listeners how they can reach out to look on line or to view pictures and to purchase your beautiful dresses, your gorgeous gowns, and just get to know you better. So how could they reach you directly?
AlexisMonsanto.com. I'm also on Facebook, the Alexis Monsanto Atelier. Instagram, Alexis Monsanto. And YouTube, Alexis Monsanto. Twitter, Alexis Monsanto. And
well,
my phone number is 323-963-4351. Again, the office 3963-4351. And they're more than welcome to call, make appointments. Actually, right now I have also like a big sale for, you know, for the holidays. So everything here is like 10-20%. So they make calls and I will service the call. You want some custom-made stuff or some samples and some pieces here, ready to wear. It's all in sale.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. I know it's very busy. And you brought up a very interesting point. It's no more just like two fashion weeks a year. A designer seems to have endless calendars. It goes from one week to another because it goes from one city to the next city, to different countries, to all kinds of, between resort and swimwear and accessories and gowns, sportswear. It just seems like it's an endless 24/7 how to prepare for the next show. You don't sound like you get too much of a break.
Yeah, actually, kind of tiring, but I'm enjoying it, and this is the fruit of my labor, so I'm just savoring it, you know, enjoying the moment. I work so hard to be in this position when people will have a clamor on my, the brand, so I get to service it. You can send negative vibes to the universe. I mean, I asked for this. So there I am. So I just have to make it work, right, Cindy?
Sounds like you really enjoy it. I could hear the smile. My listeners can hear your smile as you're discussing
it. Oh, my God. You can see it. I wish you really could see it because you can see it. I'm really, like, smiling.
Yes. And you were like that when we first met. And your clothes reflected the layering and the flow of it. It just felt like it. So I just want to thank you again. Congratulations on the rave reviews at Style Fashion Week Palm Springs. And I look forward to talking with you again in the future and sharing your talent with my audience. So thank you so much.
Thank you again, Cindy, and also my pleasure, and you're very much welcome.
I will speak. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a good evening.
There is Pop Radio, and there is Rebellious Radio. This is Open Rebellion on MCPC, the new home for constitutional conservatives.
Welcome back. I just got word that we can confirm our fourth author, Pam Genoff, author of The Diplomat's Wife, The Winter Guest, The Commandant's Girl, and several other best-selling novels, will be our fourth author joining us. This is going to be such a great night. Everybody's going to sit there with their wine, with their coffee, with sushi, whatever they want, put up their feet, have their girl, bunch of girls together sharing in this. And we're just going to discuss what we love about our books, how we escape in our reading, how we feel something connected to each of the characters, and how we absorb ourselves into the story. So I'm so excited to do this. I am actually going to share with you a little bit from The Wedding Singer, Sisters, I'm sorry, The Wedding Sisters from Jamie Brenner. Meryl Becker is a living mother's dream. The oldest of her three beautiful daughters, Meg is engaged to a wonderful man from one of the country's most prominent families. Of course, Meryl wants to give Meg the perfect wedding, but when her two younger daughters, Amy and Jo, also become engaged, Meryl has to admit that their three weddings is more than she and her husband, Hugh, can realistically afford. The solution? A triple wedding. So in the weeks leading up to the wedding, secrets are revealed, passions ignited, and surprising revelations show Meryl and her daughters the true meaning of love, marriage, and family. Jamie Brennan's The Wedding Sisters invites readers to the most unpredictable wedding of the year. And I'm going to share with you a little bit from the book, Where We Fall, the latest from Rochelle Weinstein. By all accounts, Abby Holden has it all. She's a mother of a beautiful teenager and the wife of a beloved high school football coach. And all it took to achieve her charmed life was her greatest act of betrayal. Coach Ryan can coax his team to victory, but he can't seem to make his wife happy. Her struggles with depression have marred their marriage and have taken a toll on their daughter, Juliana. All through this, their life he dreamed of, he's determined to heal the rifts of his family. So for the first time in 17 years, a trio of once inseparable friends find themselves in confronting past lives, hurts, and the rapid rush of the current that still pulls them together. That's Rochelle Weinstein's Where We Fall. She's also the bestseller of What We Left Behind. And, of course, my book, Rubber Room Romance. As described by best-selling author Elizabeth Ferenza, Rubber Room Romance is a timely work of fiction that will resonate with anyone working in the education system. First-time novelist Cindy Gross has shared characters and events in an easy, relaxed manner, despite tackling some thorny issues. Although her story is fictional, there are many aspects to the novel that compare to headlines nationally today, provoking the reader to wonder, is there a better way to educate our young? And Ann Sopeta Shockett, president of the New York State Federation of Republican Women and current board member of National Federation of Republican Women, wrote, as a leader of a proactive grassroots political organization in New York State, it is integrally involved in partisan and nonpartisan issues. I applaud Cindy Gross on her debut novel that exposes timely issues in the education system. She accomplishes her messages with clarity and insightfulness and does so in a uniquely informative and entertaining manner. So join us on December 7th. Remember, next week there is no show. Everybody at Cindy's Corners Radio Show in Madison's wants to wish all of you and your family and friends a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and a reminder that we will be back on November 30th with our holiday gift guide. And if you have any ideas you would like to share, if you have something that would fit into the gift guide, a perfect stocking stuffer, please contact me so we can include you. And if you have any recipe ideas, we will be sharing them in print. And any cooking tips, entertaining tips, fun activities for the family, November 30th is that night. So from my corner to yours, this is Cindy Gross from Cindy's Corners Radio Show. Good night and happy holidays. And I am very sorry for the technical difficulties. We lost our two remaining designers that were supposed to be with us. Hopefully we will get them on another night, but I appreciate your patience and thank you for joining us for our guest Pearl Schwartz, Ina Sultani, and Alexis Monsanto. Good night.